The big decision at Canmore Council on Tuesday, a 5-2 vote, council approved a zoning bylaw, which essentially paves the way for a development in the Peaks of Grassy, which has had some contention and controversy around it for quite a while.
Causing a lot of discussion and debate about appropriate use of land.
Some of the objections had to do with wildlife, steep creeks, protection of green space, parking and traffic congestion, and even, you know, the 1998 settlement agreement that said we won't ever really touch these lands. But I heard that council, each individual member was quite verbose as to why they were voting the way they were.
5-2, I wasn't really surprised with the decision. I thought it would go this way. The last application on this, council was really clear in their decision. They didn't see a community benefit. The developers came back with 7 perpetually affordable housing units, 7 market affordable housing units. And I know everyone's like, what's that? Because that's not really a thing.
Yeah.
It is defined in the new municipal development plan as something where they're building it to less of a granite countertop and gas fireplace standard and more to a smaller size.
Something that would stay affordable even if you can sell it at market value. So that makes sense. We're talking about like a dozen units here that are sort of in that affordability. Is what dozen units really a good reason to tear up a 1998 settlement agreement?
We'll see whether they are in terms of how fast they go for sale. That to me is the measure. Is if the need is out there and they get bought up by families that stay in the community, then yeah, it is worth it. But let's remember, you cannot bind a future council to a decision. So the 1998 settlement agreement, while a factor in the entire decision and definitely felt by two councillors that needed to be honored, it's not 1998 anymore. I'm going to throw one at you that really blew my mind. 1998, the average single family home price in Canmore was $220,000.
To have a time machine.
It actually sounds delicious to someone who wants to live here. The 5 councillors who voted in favor felt there was enough of a benefit.
Is there any course of appeal for these people who are still really upset about this decision happening?
There is no course of appeal other than, say, an election.
Okay.
That's the ultimate course of appeal to a community. But because council is the development authority on the development permit, there is no appeal.
We don't exactly know what's going in there or how it's going in timelines, but it's happening, right?
And it will be happening this year. There is a sale agreement with CCHC, our housing corporation, that binds them to getting in the ground this year.